Professional bodies. Hello, today I'm going to talk about professional bodies in particular and British Computing Society in general. A professional body is a group of people in a learned occupation who are entrusted with maintaining control or oversight of the legitimate practice of the occupation. Professional and regulatory bodies play three roles. First, they are set up to safeguard the public interest. This is what gives them their legitimacy. Second, professional bodies also represent the interest of the professional practitioners, and here they act as a professional association, a trade union, or they act as a learned society contributing to continuous professional development. Third, the professional or regulatory body represents its own self-interest. The organizations act to maintain their own privileged and powerful position as a controlling body. This is where control, legitimized by the public interest, becomes confounded by control based on self-interest. British Computing Society, or BCS, was founded in 1957. Initially, it saw itself as a primarily a learned society and a British equivalent of the ACM. However, the way that professions are organized and regulated in the UK led it to see itself increasingly as a professional qualification awarding body. With a worldwide membership now over 65,000 members in over 100 countries, BCS is the qualifying body for chartered IT professionals. BCS was incorporated by Royal Charter in 1984. Its objectives are to promote the study and practice of computing and to advance knowledge and education in IT for the benefit of the public. BCS is also a registered charity. BCS is incorporated as BCS is licensed by the Engineering Council to award Chartered Engineering Status CEng and Incorporated Engineering Status IEng, and more recently by the Science Council to award Chartered Scientist Status CSCI. What BCS do? BCS enables individuals, organizations and societies to realize the potential of IT and maximize its benefits. This is done by setting and maintaining the highest professional standards for IT, which includes accrediting individual professional competence and integrity through the award of BCS professional qualifications and those of the Engineering Council and of the Science Council, and by inspection and accreditation of university courses and company training schemes. This is also done by defining standards for professional conduct. BCS helps in initiating an informing debate on IT strategic issues with government, industry and academia. BCS also advised the UK government on agencies on IT related matters regarding proposed legislation. BCS represents the profession on issues of importance and liaises with other professional bodies, including other engineering institutions and overseas societies. BCS examine and initiate debate on topical IT issues, most recently through the BCS program of thought leadership debates. BCS supports individuals in their career development. BCS provides opportunities for networking through the activities of the branch and group networks and the forums. BCS also has a number of joint membership agreements with other professional bodies such as Australian Computing Society, Canadian Information Processing Society and many other societies world over, and also has relations with numerous external organizations. Professional conduct. All professional bodies lay down a conduct that their members are required to obey. This, indeed, is one of the most important characteristics of a professional body. Sometimes, this code is also known as Code of Ethics. The BCS Code of Conducts sets out the professional standards required by BCS as a condition of membership. It applies to members of all grades, including students and affiliates, and also non-members who offer their expertise as part of BCS Professional Advice Register. Any breach of the code of conduct brought to the attention of society will be considered under the society's disciplinary procedures. The code is divided into four sections, which are the code of public interest, the code of duty to the relevant authority, the code of duty to the profession, and the code of professional competence and integrity. The code of public interest section starts by saying that members should carry out their professional duties with due care and diligence, that is, with proper care and attention. The term relevant authority means that person or organization that has authority over what a professional is doing. Members of BCS are expected to behave professionally towards the relevant authority, and this means avoiding conflict of interest, avoiding misinterpretations, and not passing on any confidential information without permission. Duty to profession clause deals with BCS members, upholding the reputation and good standing of the BCS in particular, and the profession in general, and shall seek to improve professional standards through participation in their development, use, and enforcement. Professional competence and integrity clause is about upgrading and enhancing professional knowledge and skills of the BCS members, and to develop strategies to bring awareness of technological developments, procedures, and standards. BCS introduced its professional examinations in 1973. At that time, there were only a few degree programs in computing. The primary purpose of the BCS exams at that time was to provide a route by which those who had acquired professional skills in computing as a result of their experience could have these skills recognized and thus qualify for professional membership of the society. The BCS promotes education in a number of ways. It runs its own system of professional examinations and grants approval to substitute organizations that provide courses to prepare students for them. It accredits degree programs offered by institutions of higher education. It sets the syllabus for a range of vocational qualifications and accredits training organizations to provide the associated short courses. Thank you.